The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this July 4th, 2018. And I'm going to quickly go through my list here.
John, do we still have Fred? He's gone. Is he gone?
He's gone. He's here.
He's still here. Hey, I need some clarification here, Fred, just out of curiosity. You mentioned time travel. You are kidding about that, correct?
He was referring to going back archives.
Okay, because I've heard people actually say they've done time travel, and I just wanted to see if he was one of those John Teeters from Coast to Coast AM or something. Okay, never mind.
No.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Clarify.
Not a problem. My list. I only have seven on it, but these are the most important in my estimation. The list, I could make a longer list, but number one, Federal Reserve Act, repeal that, get honest money back. Also, the same year, 1917, the IRS Act. 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, and all the subsequent stuff that they put in there with the commerce and all that other stuff. So we're dump the Federal Reserve, get rid of the IRS, get rid of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, term limits, which you mentioned, lobbyists. Anytime a lobbyist, for I don't give a damn what reason they visit the White House, who they went to see, and what the topic of conversation was, and if we have to put one a court reporter in there to make minutes of the meeting, and then have that posted.
Right.
Term limits. These creatures have been hanging around, building their little powerhouses. And there have been a few good men that have gone to Washington, D.C., but they're kind of frozen out. They're not in the clique, and they're told what to do and how to vote. And if you make any noise, well, you're pretty much dead. I don't even give a damn how many times you're elected by your people. You're pretty much dead. You won't get on any committees. You will not have any input. You'll just be here filling a seat. And we mentioned this last hour as well. And this is what I said to Dennis in Florida. Get the hell out of the education system. What business does the federal government have in the education arena? What? To this day, I still do not understand. I understand the mechanism. Oh, well, we'll make funds available for you and this, that, and the other. Yeah, well, they're buying you, basically, is what they're doing. And you can't tell me that states are pretty much fed up with the stuff that's been coming out of the education department, which is kind of like not aptly named in my estimation. It's the diseducation department. But that's my seven.
Should I jump in on mine? I guess I should. Here we go. I am sick and tired of political correctness. I'm tired of the definition of is. I'm really tired of this First Amendment rights being challenged because it doesn't agree with somebody else's speech. And we have permitted speech, not free speech. I'm a little tired of this on the universities, the indoctrination process of the colleges and the high schools, in grade school. I'm sick and tired of the government teaching the gay lesbian agenda in schools, which they have no business to do so. That is not part of the sexual education of protection and other things that we got back in junior high. They are molding. They are definitely trying to mold these young children to question their gender, their sexuality. I am sick and tired of that. Yeah. That's one thing Ron and I talked about in California, and he's working very hard to fight that, and he should. And we all should, because they need to that's nothing education-wise. Mathematics, you know, there's lots of things. English, many subjects to be doing in school. They need to bud out. This is not their business, but it's part of their agenda.
But it's it's the learned. This is what I've said before. I've met some people that they've got a few genes that I guess that didn't line up right on their ladder, and they're kind of mannish or feminine. I've seen that before.
Sure.
But what you're seeing now is this is being taught. This is being taught as a healthy alternative. Don't we just like choice in this country? Well, they've taken it to the nth degree. Now it's forced down the state's throats through the federal government as well. Not only by the states, but by the federal government as well. And folks, I hate to break it to any of our homosexual or lesbian friends out there, but this is learned experience. You didn't come out of your mama's womb and you didn't decide at that time that you didn't know if you had an innie or an outie. That raised in an environment that was conducive to man and woman and procreation and forget all that other claptrap, this is learned and taught experience to our young people.
Yeah, those reading groups where they're reading a story about two mommies and two daddies.
Yeah,
this is not right. This is just not right. Teach your kids education, but this is not. This is an agenda. I'm sick and tired of that.
Yeah.
You know, John, after 2001, the World Trade Center attack, the 9/11 attacks, I've been always very concerned and angry about what we've lost in freedoms. You know, I mean, this is very Orwellian what we're seeing now. It's getting worse and worse every year. So that's why I had no desire to participate in yesterday's fireworks in my neighborhood here. My mother called me and asked, "Are you going to participate?" No. I said, "What are we celebrating anyway?"
Yeah.
Now, she being 83 years old and my father being 95 years old can actually see more rights and freedoms that have been taken away because they're older than us. But at my age of 56, John, we are not a free people. A free people don't have mandatory vaccines forced on them and their children, despite all the hazards we're showing that what's happening with these vaccines and the autism rate going up. We're thought of as dependents. We're thought of as cattle. We're not individuals anymore. We're property of the state, property of the government. And I'm angry about that. Mm-hmm. I'm angry about that. I'm angry about smart meters, monitoring how much I use and then using that against me. Traveling. You travel. You know, John, you can't travel anywhere without showing an ID somewhere first. You can't check into a hotel unless you show ID.
Sorry.
You can't pay cash. You can't go to the airlines. You can't buy a ticket with cash.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show an ID. ID for everything you have to do that they say you have to do, you show an ID. But there's no ID requirement for voter ID.
So amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you can come here in this country illegal and vote in our elections and change our elections. The banking transactions, everything is being monitored. This is so Orwellian. This is amazing. Your phone calls being listened to, your emails being read, GPS in your car, GPS on your phone, a crooked, biased FBI that protected Hillary Clinton. You know, John, I don't know. It's getting worse every year.
It is, we're now heading into the arena here. You know, nobody talked about Obama and the IRS under his watch going after conservative Christians and this, that, and the other. They were sicking the IRS dogs on them. I got a friend, Ron Neal. He sent me an email, and it was. The fourth is not about fireworks and nationhood. It's about the resistance to tyranny. And he's got three little blocks here: illegal gun ownership, riots, tax, the Townsend Act, invasion, or tax evasion, rather. And he's absolutely right. Well, you know what YouTube did to this man? Because he runs the Dollar DVD Project Liberty.com. YouTube just shut his account down and said, you violated community standards, so you're not allowed to play here anymore. Now, we know what Mark Zuckerberg is about. Twitter, is it being as censored as much? No, because I think if President Trump used Facebook and not Twitter, you would. I think Twitter is somewhat protected. It would be by the angry wrath. Could you imagine Twitter blocking Donald Trump or anybody trying to retweet his stuff or maybe tweeting him? Could you imagine some of the stuff that Trump is getting through his Twitter account?
that would be hilarious. Donald Trump, you are being banned from Twitter for language that is not good language. It's hate speech.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello.
Hi.
First, I would like to challenge all your past callers because I'm going to donate $25.
Good.
Mr. Jerry in Chicago is meeting my challenge, so to speak. So I'll hand you over $25.
All right.
And I want all your callers that got to speak to hand over $25. And if they can, they can. If they can't, they can't. But my pledge to you and Mr. Jerry, he's such a dynamic guy, wonderful guy. But I have like some points. But do you know who Elizabeth Willing Powell is?
No.
Name rings a bell.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, well, she was the gal that, when asked, sir, what do we have a constitutional republic, that would be,
you're talking about the woman that asked Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
What?
Do you know who she was?
No, I don't.
Well, whoa. I looked her up, and she, her husband was the mayor of Philadelphia. His dad was the mayor, and her son was the mayor. She was like the head of Hopper or the gossip column. Her husband was the mayor of Philadelphia while they were under the crown, and then he was she was a handler and or a mistress to Washington, because she had a desk. Do you know about that desk she had? And she had like 3 inches of letters that either Washington wrote to her during their 10-year relationship,
Steve, that's what we want to do on July 4th, Independence Day. Let's trash Washington here. Okay, go ahead, Roxanne.
No, it's not about that. It's not about.
Oh no! Well, I certainly would have brought that up if I was calling into the show. Go ahead. Jeez.
You don't want me to finish, and that's okay. And
no, that's fine. No, go ahead and finish.
Roxanne, finish.
Go ahead.
Please finish.
Yeah. You're talking about freedom. Isn't that what your original concept was? Where are our freedoms?
Right.
Where are they?
Isn't that what you all asked us to do and do some homework? Yes or no? Our freedoms. Okay, a marriage license in 1639 in Massachusetts was mandatory. A hunting license in 1719 was mandatory. So this is not new. And I'm trying to help you think that, we are all of a sudden. No. And we do get from the Patriot Act, all of this other stuff. But can you go back? Can you read these letters? Can you do these things to understand where's your freedom? I'm not trying to dismiss anybody or whatever, but my God, I don't know why you think we're free. This country is owned by
Wait a minute, Roxanne.
No, no, no.
Who the hell said we... I didn't say we were free. Steve Elkins didn't say we were free.
No.
Who are you talking about here?
We have lost freedoms.
Who are you talking about
here? That's what this show
was
about today.
Free
the freedoms we've lost, Roxanne.
Oh, okay. All right. We weren't free. There was no Declaration of Independence. There was no Constitution. George Washington was screwing around with his mistress for 10 years. By the way, where are these letters you're talking about? Are they publicly available?
Well, look up Elizabeth Willing Powell. And she actually took one L off her last name. Elizabeth Willing Powell.
Okay. And are these letters, were they verified, written in Washington's handwriting? Are they verified?
Well, I think she was a double agent.
Well, geez.
We know who Benjamin Franklin. He was a triple agent. I don't know. You have to do your own. Don't trust me. I've always told everybody this. Don't trust me. Do your own research.
Yeah, but
find out who Elizabeth Willing Powell is.
All right. Okay, Roxanne, I just simply asked you a question. You told me to go look her up and dive down that rabbit hole, and I just simply ask, I don't care if she was a quadruple agent. It sounds to me like she was kind of leaning with the crown, but having said that, you know, we've heard about, past presidents and their slaves and this, that, and the other, and they had illegitimate children. Roxanne, I'm saying to you, that if you come on the air with something like that, don't refer me to a double agent and dive me down that rabbit hole. I just simply ask you a question whether those letters that were written that supposedly I'm assuming that she had in her possession, were they deemed legitimate and written in Washington's hand?
Well, you can find them on the legitimate, so to speak, Washington freedom thing. It's out there. It's out there on their website. It's out there on the archives of Washington. I don't make this up. I wish I could.
It would seem to me, and let me just vet this out for another minute here, Roxanne. It would seem to me that the lefty, loony, socialist, communist in this country had that kind of ammunition to go after the first president of the United States, which turned down the kingship, turned down the democracy, turned down a lot of stuff. If they had that kind of ammunition in their box, don't you think they would have used it?
Well, there were 13 presidents before him, and most people don't even want to know that.
Okay, well,
there were 13 presidents before Washington.
Okay, well, Roxanne, you're deflecting here, and that's fine. I thank you for your call, and I thank you for your donation. You know,
so I'm getting out of that we were never free. Is that kind of what Roxanne was saying? We have never been free.
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I'm by that because
I've asked the anarchist. I've asked, you know, so you're not for any government at all? No. We don't want any government at all. And it's like, you know, if you want to be a child, go ahead and be a child, but please don't endanger an adult person's life by your childishness. Because in this world, and I hate to say this, because now I got one toe in the matrix and one toe out of it, I hate to say this, but as far as a country goes, that you need a national defense of sorts to keep from being invaded. Could you imagine if we were invaded and each governor of each state had to deal with this? Can you imagine the chaos? By the time they came to a consensus on anything, we'd be eating whatever food and practicing whatever culture they brought into the country and conquered us. I'm just having a great day. 4th of July, folks.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
You know, Ron Neal, I've known this guy for a number of years, and he's woken up a lot of people. There was a guy a couple of months ago, he does this, and he actually loses money on this. He does not make money. He's part of the tyranny response team of years ago.
Actually, I spoke to him. He's a nice guy.
He is a very nice man.
You know, John, you mentioned this.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not finished here.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say to people that it's people like this that you may not know him. You've never heard his voice. You don't know him. But he's one of the patriots out there that has been spreading information for a lot of years. And I want you to go to his website, $DVDProjectLiberty.com. And a couple of months ago, one individual, he claimed to be a Christian man. And yeah, I was shocked. I was getting emails from this guy. Well, this guy, he ripped me off. He this, that, and the other, you know, and I tried to contact him. He didn't contact me back. Well, his machinery, he had four printers that he would make labels on. All of them broke. It would cost him more to have one repaired than to actually go out and buy a new one, and he didn't have the money to do that. In the meantime, this guy's haranguing me, and I emailed him back, and I was nice about it. Well, he emailed me back, and then he started to get a little nasty with me. And I'm looking at this, and he's all the while proclaiming he's a Christian, and he raised his sons to be Christians. And so unforgiving are you if you are a Christian? I don't want to be part of your merry band of renown if that's what being a Christian is about. Jumping down somebody's throat and telling me, well, it's one of your advertisers. Well, he doesn't give me money. We put a banner on the site, or we have his link on our site, because he is a patriot. He's one of the unsung heroes out there that have been working for years. He's woke up a hell of a lot of people. Now, I'm not going to mention the guy's name because it's irrelevant. It's not important. But people just have a strange way. By the way, the guy's order was finally filled when he got one of his printers up and running. But I
remember the email.
Yeah, it was beyond the pale. I mean, it made me angry that somebody is busting their butt, has given up a lot. And I'm wondering what job and property and how much money this dude has in his bank. Yeah. You know, people out there busting their ass with next to nothing. And then you roll on high with the God thing that you're a Christian. Well, start acting like one.
Exactly.
God.
You know, I throw up a red flag whenever somebody, you know, tells me they're a Christian. They wear it on their sleeve. They have religion on their sleeve.
Duck.
That's a red flag because Christians act appropriately. They treat people with respect. I remember the email, and he was doing his best to get his machines all working again, mm-hmm. and supply this guy's order. But you know, the Christian, and I'm not sure what church you go to, but you certainly haven't learned a damn thing in your church, because you were very disrespectful and you were very rude, and you were not acting like a good Christian. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Hey, going back to this real quick here, you mentioned the invasion before we took the break, the illegal invasion coming to this country. I heard a clip from ex-Judge Napolitano talking about that all these people coming into this country right now that we are detaining, holding, deserve due process. I started thinking about that. I think I even threw it by Ron. But I disagree. This is the first time I've ever really disagreed with this guy. I've always thought he was pretty much on the mark. But to me, due process is a guarantee of being a citizen. And due process has to have the element of innocence before you actually think about due process. You've broken into this country illegally. So how do you feel there's any innocence there when you've broken our law and deserve due process? I talked to Rivera about this, and he agreed with me 100% on that too. Due process, if think about it, John, if we did due process right now on everybody we've just now detained who came here illegally, do you know how much time this would take with the lawyers dragging this out? And these people would scatter like ants. When you kick the hill over, they take off. They're not going to show up. This is amazing. This is the stupidest, the dumbest idea I've ever heard of, saying they deserve due process and here's your court date and come back. Yeah, right. That's really going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, just show up.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the program today, I'm going to play Crosby's song that you've heard on this program quite a bit. And he did this song back in, I think, 1994. It was after Crosby, Stills, and Nash had busted up, you know, years later. But David Crosby put together a band, and he did this concert, and he did that song. And this was about the Statue of Liberty. It was about immigration. But it wasn't about this illegal alien invasion. And he sang a song about it, and the audience appreciated it. It kind of shocked me that David Crosby did such a thing. I fell out of my chair when I heard the song. But I'm going to close the show today with the song, so
good.
You can enjoy it on your way back to the barbecue or the beer or wherever you've been. Ken, Dennis, John, and others will get to your calls, 800-313-9443. I've yet to hear, this is my list, boom, 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 boom. Haven't heard it yet. We'll be back.
And took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do me a favor, Mike. Go to the DVD, the dollar DVD, ProjectLiberty.com. Snag an image off of that and post that on the site. We just have a link up there. I want this guy. I was reading two different emails that he sent, and they looked almost exactly alike, except the part terminated after 10 years and 1 million views and hundreds of videos he put out on YouTube. And when you click on the link, www.youtube.com/user/Ronald Neal, it just pops up and says, this account has been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Just like that. Gone. People just trying to spread liberty. I get really offended. I get really offended when people start attacking people that are in there doing the job. And you know what? You know how I kind of weigh what they're doing and the sincerity of what they're doing, Steve? Is they generally don't have a bank account. Yep. They're doing everything that they can. And they're not sitting around adding to their riches. They're not sitting around adding to their wealth. They've rolled up their sleeves, they've gone to work, and it doesn't matter. This is my indicator. Who are these people we're dealing with?
Well, YouTube does not recognize free speech or a difference of opinion. And that's exactly what these DVDs are about, a difference of opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing. And evidently they don't agree because, well, it goes against agenda. well, their agenda. So,
you know, I sincerely regret not years ago starting my own business, you know, like the deodorant business that I mentioned to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and making money, because I would work a business making money to support this network. By the way, speaking of support, Melody, thank you for this, $25. Jerry T, not the guy that made the pledge, $30. And Mark from Florida, $50. So what is that? 80,
nice.
110. Thank you.
Nice.
105. 105. Yeah, I went to that public school. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Jer.
Hi.
Hey, at Google, 40,000 indictments.
Say again?
Google, 40,000 indictments.
And
what is it? Up, up.
What is that going to tell me?
It's going to tell you that I think right before or after the election, they're going to start, they're going to come down like snow flurries.
You mean after the midterm?
Yeah, during or prior to or afterwards or both or whatever.
Well, we'll see.
So what's your proof? What's your proof to say that? Just curious. What's your proof?
Google it. You can find it yourself.
No,
I did.
I know. I've already seen it. I've already seen that. But what's your proof?
Okay.
What's your proof? What's your feeling to bring you that conclusion that they're actually going to do their job? What's your evidence?
You don't know.
Okay, you don't know. It's a hunch. You're hoping.
Well,
I hope so too. But
yeah,
I'm not
me too.
Not sure it's going to happen.
Hey, John. Yesterday I listened to your show and you had technical troubles. Okay?
No, actually, it was a rerun.
No. I'd say it was a rerun, but well, you had some problems. This didn't work. That didn't work. I go to the Fort Worth Public Library, and last time I was there Monday, my cursor arrow disappeared on me twice.
Really?
I can change computers. I have no problem. I just give me another one. Sometimes I can't even shut it off. They got to shut it off for me. They pull little trickies on me. They probably do it to you, too, and people out there.
Oh, all right. Okay, Ken.
Okay, gone.
All right. Dennis in Indiana. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Hi.
Or tonight. Yeah, I got a question. Have you ever had heard of a magazine called Tomorrow's World?
Tomorrow's
World?
It's
a bi-monthly magazine.
Uh-uh.
It'd be neat if you're interested, you could go to tomorrowsworld.org and you could order it. It's a bi-monthly magazine, and it's called Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3810, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227-8010, and you can request these magazines, and they're free.
Okay.
And on this very first one that I just got in the mail, my mom's been getting them for years. Here's the very first part. A personal message from the editor-in-chief, why free speech matters. And then can I just quote a little bit from it, and then let's see if you're interested in ordering it, and you read it and see what you think about it.
Okay.
Because I really think Eric, the Freedom Trader, is right on with what he's talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, says here, the United States and many other Western nations are at a crossroads. Free speech is dying, and if it dies, so will many other things. Kristen Powers is a self-declared liberal. She became alarmed by what she saw and responded by writing The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech. Another liberal, Juan Williams, described the book this way. Kristen Powers explosive skewers the silencing, the demonizing and repression of different views, especially conservative views. Here is a liberal calling out other supposedly liberal people who claim to be in free speech, but tell all those who disagree with them to shut up. Powers call these speech censored illiberal to distinguish them from true liberals.
Yeah.
So they're called the extreme leftists, and they're called the illiberals. Illiberals, which are the politically incorrect that everybody talks
right.
about.
And why
it all ties in with...
Yeah. And why is Juan Williams on Fox News? Why is this guy... Why is this guy given a seat with Gutfield and the Klan to sit there and... I mean, he's a retread from NPR, for God's sakes. If you're going to add something...
Yeah.
I would add somebody that was 180 degrees, polar opposite of what that guy is. I would have put a Judge Napolitano in that seat rather than this, I don't even know what the hell he is, a communitarian.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's talking about the extreme leftists and liberals, you know, the very extremists, not just regular liberals who are for free speech.
Oh, yeah, but
and not against
Dennis, I don't, you know, everybody wants to make this comparison, and I don't know if anybody's watching what's going on here. They're talking about present day crap on the table. We've got to get the most we've got to get the most offensive crap off the table from the right and the left.
And yeah,
okay, I'm not done talking yet, Dennis. Please.
I know.
All right. Well, then hush. Okay.
I will.
All right. What they're doing here is shifting, as I've used as an example. You know, the old grandfather clock that sat in your grandmother's hallway. And the damn thing, as long as you kept it wound and you kept it, you know, halfway decently clean, it would give you accurate time. You'd have to keep it wound. You'd have to tend it from time to time to keep it operating properly. But what has happened here on the political landscape, it's like that grandfather clock was slid a little bit more left. It still did its job, still told the time, but it's a little bit more to the left, a little bit more to the left. And it was often described, I've often heard it described as the pendulum of politics in America. It'll swing left, but it always goes back to the right. Not if you move the entire clock to the left. When you come back to the right, it's no longer right, it's center or left. And that's what these people are doing now. The whole thing now is, oh, well, we got to get rid of the extremists. No, what they're doing is saying we need to preserve the status quo. We don't have to be as ugly about it. No, I'm going to continue to be ugly if you consider an American touting the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and pointing out all of what has gone wrong and backfired in this country. I'm the extreme right, and that needs to stay on the table. What I need you to stop doing is doing the labeling, and I'm saying that generically.
Totally. Yeah, I agree.
No, I think what Dennis is talking about that left, that liberal left, is more than just liberal. They're called the hard left. These are the ones who just want open borders because they want to increase the number of voting Democrats. Is all they are. They want everything. They're much farther leaning left than the normal liberal.
Yeah.
These are whacked out people. They don't believe in the rule of law at all, and they don't even care that you know that they don't want the law enforced. They want these people in. They want amnesty. They want more voters, Democratic voters. They want to rule the whole Congress.
My take on that is the video that I played from the Antifa character with the bullhorn. That's the extreme left. We're going communist, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Accept it. That's the hard left. The rest of these piecemeal people with, we got to do away with ICE. This is an agenda that they've been spoon-fed that, human rights. Oh, well, it's human rights. You know, we got to be human beings and decent other human beings. We're trying. We're trying to be decent to our own people first. Once we are taken care of, then we can be decent to other people. And I don't know about you, Steve, but I'm not an American Indian. So my parents' parents' parents came from someplace else, as yours did. Thank you, Dennis, for your call. I've got thank you, Joanne. She did $25, and I'm assuming she did that by PayPal. Okay.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about that because she just emailed me. She wanted to do it by cash or check, but would donate online.
Okay.
To get that $25 mass. So.
All right. Well, she's been included here, and we're up to $130.
Cool.
All right. So John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there. Hey, the other day, or maybe today, I saw an article about the age of the people who really put the revolution together, and they were all young people. I say, they weren't all young people, but there was a tremendous amount of young people. And today, I don't see young people one bit interested.
Nope.
What we're doing as old people, which we are, for the most part, we want to give them the same country we had, or maybe a better country, and I don't know if they care.
They don't care because they've been taught not to care. Or let me put it to you this way, John. The importance of caring has been removed from their psyche, and it's been removed from the public school system. It's been removed by their lazy-ass parents. Their lazy-ass parents that didn't appreciate freedom and liberty and didn't understand where it came from and how it needed to be defended, fiercely defended, not played patty cake with, not playing politically correct, not giving a damn and not going to student parent things at your school to see how your child was being brainwashed. They used it as a parking ground, as a building baby. So I'm paying school taxes, so I might as well let them take care of my kid for 6-7 hours a day. They were lazy.
Sounds like I hit a nerve.
You hit one, because this is what I've been talking about. You're not a newbie. Right. You're not a newbie to this show, John. I've been talking this way for a very long time. Unfortunately, there hasn't been enough people listening.
Well, I don't want to sound negative, but if we're going to try, I mean, basically what we need is another revolution. I'm not saying armed, but there has to be some complete change in this country to get our country back.
They may
and
come down to that.
If the folks don't want it.
I don't know.
They may come down to that. An armed revolution. It may come down to that. We're already seeing, race wars already. The people are fighting each other. So it may happen in our lifetime. It may happen.
Well, I'm not saying armed.
No, I'm saying it. I'm saying it might just happen.
No, he's acknowledging you, Steve.
I'm saying, yeah, okay.
He's acknowledging you.
Yeah.
It has to be a drastic change. Right. And the young people I see, like I said, don't seem to give a flip.
Well, they don't know enough to give a flip. That's the problem.
And, John, you were right. Well, the parents don't care.
They don't care.
The parents don't care. They're okay with their kid getting a participation trophy. That's amazing. Yeah. My kid came home with a participation trophy. What do you mean? You either excelled or you didn't. This participation trophy stuff is garbage. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It really is. John, anything
thank
else?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. No problem. Thank you for your call. Top Democrat, he was an ex-CIA, he's walking away from the Democrat Party. He said, I'm done with hashtag progressives. I'm done with the resistance. I'm done with hashtag walkaway. Top Democrat, ex-CIA, walks away from the Democrat Party. He says, I'm done with the progressives. And I'm done with this supposed resistance, the phony resistance that they've put up. I'm done with the Nazi talk, the bashing of Trump voters. And yes, I'm done with folks like at Michael Ian Black, who sit in mansions and complain of fatigue. They can pound sand. I don't know who that is, but he goes on to say, I'm done with progressives. I'm done with the resistance. I'm done with the Nazi talk. I'm done with the refusal to own our own mistakes. And yes, I'm done with folks like Michael Ian Black, who sit in the mansions. He goes, yes, I'm an angry Democrat. We're not a reasonable party anymore. We've exhausted ourselves with conspiracies and outrage while ignoring facts and careful analysis. Then we have the audacity to complain about fatigue of it all. He says, let's review the party madness. Since the 2016 election loss, we have flopped in every direction to find an excuse for our own failure. Blame the 63 million deplorable Trump voters. Blame the Electoral College. Blame Comey. Blame the Russians. No, stop it. Blame Clinton, the DNC, and her primary voters. They suck. We have assured ourselves that Trump is a Russian traitor. We've held up the hashtag Steele dossier as proof. Never mind that the CIA director, Brennan, gave it no particular credence. Rather than let Mueller find the facts, we've already executed POTUS for treason. He says, meanwhile, we've defended the FBI, calling them unquestionable defenders of freedom. Never mind that Helen Keller could see the senior ranks, Comey, Strzok, etc., deserve scrutiny and punishment. He said, indeed. He said, the IG report laid out damning case in painful detail. Socially, we've been fanning the flames of discord. He said, after Charlottesville, we were more concerned about tearing down Confederate statues than holding Antifa's feet to the fire. And those statues? America wanted new ones next to the old, add to history, not destroy it. But no. And then there was the BLM. Less than 1,000 people die annually at the hands of a cop out of the 325 million people. And most of the dead are white. This is a congressman saying it. Studies do show people of color suffer harassment by cops at higher levels than whites, but not deaths. Where was that nuance? He says, let's talk about Islam. Democrats scream that we're all Muslim and we're wearing scarves that actual Muslim women dream of taking off without being jailed. And what about the, Salafi Muslims who hate gays, science and democracy? Zero reason in this debate. Which leads, he says, to immigration. We're embracing abolish ICE, knowing full well the history of abolish movement is to create open borders. And never mind the polls overwhelmingly show Americans want illegals deported humanely and our border strengthened. But them elites don't care. I won't bother reading the rest of this. I think you got the flavor of it. He's pissed off. And he rightfully should be pissed off. Because what the Antifa people really want, at its core, they want a communist country. Right. And for God's sakes, this isn't something that the FBI should be investigating as possible treason, possible actions taken against the United States coming right out of this Antifa core. When they didn't have computers. When I was a kid, before I went into the military, I was standing on a street corner protesting the Vietnam War. Guess who got a 3x5 file card in the FBI file back in the 60s? Yours truly. If they were tracking me because I was protesting the Vietnam War, by that time I realized it's nothing more than some people to make some money. Oh, I got to stop communism. Yeah, right. I was on the FBI watch list back then. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. I added to the pot, so I hope the ante goes up.
Thank you.
My complaint is that this has been going on forever, and I always refer back to Washington, Adams, and Hamilton were out to get Thomas Jefferson. Adams went so far as to pass a law that it's against the law to insult anyone on the executive branch, except for the vice president, who happened to be Jefferson. Washington was going to run against Jefferson, but fortunately, he died. These liars and thieves, it's just the whole history. We had a republic when we had Articles of Confederation.
Yep.
Once we lost those, we lost the republic. And it's just been going down ever since.
I gotcha.
And these people that read these books and apply it to me, I hand them a Bible and say, can you apply that to me? No. Then how do you apply this other book to me? What facts do you rely on that prove that your code and your constitution applies to me?
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of the ignorance. We haven't been taught what is true. We haven't been taught how to speak properly. We don't know the meaning of words because every day a word changes its meaning. I just want what is true.
I understand. Hey, look, we're running out of time here. How much time do I have left? Okay, I've got a minute. Go ahead, Jeff in Colorado. You only got a minute.
About an hour and a half ago, you were talking about how our senators seem to represent something other than the people.
Right.
And it's a fact that the majority of the senators, between the day of their being declared a senator and their swearing in, they make a trip to Israel.
Right.
And right. It's, you know, I'm saying that somewhere while they're in Israel, maybe they're given a roofie, and they wake up in a bed full of kids and barnyard animals, and there's a real detailed video record of that.
All right.
And even though they were not actively participating in it, maybe they're just too embarrassed to admit it.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. Jeff, thank you for the call. I'm going to leave you with the song here that I only play a portion of, and this is about immigration, but David Crosby sang it, and it's about immigration coming through New York. Steve Elkins, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. support the network.
Give me your homeless, your landless and your poor. Come see what we believe behind this open door. That all are created equal, given half a chance. They can't work out all their differences, the distance in the next week, so we could have the freedom to believe and think and speak. And anyway, sweet lady, I just wanted you to know there's a lot of us out here who'd like to see your torches.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.